Hi, welcome to Microsoft Virtual Academy. This is a continuation of our course to understand Windows Server IPAM 2012 R2. In this session, we will be looking at address space management using Windows Server IPAM. This diagram attempts to represent the general address space distribution for a hoster. You can think of the address space as divided into two parts, a provider address space and a customer address space. Think of provider address space as logical blocks of physical address spaces. The customer address space is a virtualized address space with a one-to-one correspondence with a provider address space. This means a provider address space can be partitioned into many customer address spaces, and a physical address space can be logically separated into various provider address spaces. This is a normal way of functioning for a hoster, and SCVMM is a tool that can be used to do this address space management. In IPAM 2012 R2, IPAM server and SCVMM have integrated to allow a common console management of both physical and virtual address space. In this manner, an admin can use a single tool to detect conflicts and duplicates in his entire network, whether it is the virtual address space or the physical address space. Tracking address space utilization, address range utilization becomes an easier task for him. Let's take a look at a demo where all these concepts will become more clear. This is our IPAM console. Let us first understand the terminology associated with IP address space management. IP address blocks represent large chunks of data which a network architect may have used to design the network. He could have divided the network into public address space, private address space, based on location, or any other field. An IP address block is not an entity which is configured on the network, but which is used in planning and design of the address space. IP address ranges are chunks carved out of the IP address blocks. Usually, you can think of them as one-to-one correspondence with DHCP scopes. An IP address belongs to an IP address range. An IP address range belongs to an IP address block. Within a block, IP address ranges do not overlap. IPAM allows you to do various management activities with your IP addresses. For instance, you can assign custom fields to your IP addresses so that it is easier to manage them based on your business logic. Custom fields can be set using the IPAM settings tool in the Manage toolbar. More details about configuring custom fields is available in TechNet. A simple example would be to choose a built-in custom field or a user-defined custom field, add a value to it here, and then assign it to your IP addresses as relevant. IP address inventory is a dump of all the IP addresses in IPAM DB. The difference is you can filter them based on criteria such as host. IPAM allows you to do various activities for your IP address management. You can add or edit IP ranges, IP addresses, IP address blocks. We'll look at IP address subnets a little later. You can associate an IP address with DHCP and DNS information and also create DHCP reservation or DNS host and PTR records from the same console. You can also reclaim IP addresses and choose to delete associated DHCP and DNS records from them. You can also set an expiry alert for IP addresses. IPAM also allows you the facility to import IP address blocks, subnets, ranges, and addresses. You can also update IP address ranges wherein a delete operation will automatically be performed without the user having to do any action. IP address ranges can be used to find and allocate available IP addresses. In this task, IPAM will go through the IP addresses in the IP address range, excluding those which are a part of the exclusion or reserved list. For each IP address, it will check if a DNS PTR record exists or a DHCP reservation exists and if a ping response is received. If all of these tests indicate that the IP address is free, then it will be listed out for the user to use. IP address range groups is a custom specified way of defining your IP addresses. You can choose to have your IP addresses grouped by location or any custom field as per your business logic. Now let's take a look at virtualized IP address space management. But before we do that, let's understand a few concepts related to it. This slide shows the various SCVM entities and IPAM entities used for network management. It also shows how they map to each other. Like for instance, in IPAM, an IP address belongs to an IP address range, which belongs to a subnet, which belongs to an IP address space. You can think of an IP address space as either a provider address space or a customer address space. In VMM, similarly, we have IP addresses belonging to IP pools. These IP pools have one-to-one correspondence with IPAM address range. IP pools belong to IP subnets, which again have one-to-one correspondence with IPAM subnets. Then you have the concept of logical networks and network sites. Let's explore that further. Think of a logical network as a provider address space. A provider address space may exist over various geographical locations. For instance, Redmond and Singapore. They will become the network sites. So a logical network may span over various network sites. Each network site may have one or more IP subnets. An IP subnet may have one or more IP pools, and an IP pool may have one or more IP addresses. Up till IP subnets, the address, pool and subnets map one-to-one with IPAM entities. But IP address space needs the help of metadata to be interpreted as logical network and network sites at the SCVMM end. IPAM doesn't have notion of logical network and network sites except as custom added fields. Similarly, VMM doesn't have the concept of IP address space, but it has the concept of logical networks and network sites. In our demo, we will take a look at how this mapping takes place. We will also look into the push and pull mechanism through the VMM plugin shipped in 2012 R2 SCVMM. This enables IPAM to remain in sync with VMM and vice versa. VMM to remain in sync with all the management activities done in IPAM. Let's take a look. So to start our demo, we will first configure IPAM as a service on our VMM server. This is our VMM server. We go to Fabric Resources, go to Network Service, and choose to add a network service. Microsoft Windows Server IP Address Management Administrator
the domain name. Let's test this connection. All right, it's working fine. These are the old jobs. Let's look at this one. It's completed successfully. All right. Now that we have configured the IPAM plugin in SCVMM, let's start doing our sync and management activities. For starters, we will create some custom fields which will help us in our logical network and network site management like we saw in the slide before. So let's configure some custom fields. We'll create a new VMM logical network that we will be using in this demo. Let's call it CDN. Okay. We also need to add network sites. That's Redmond and Singapore. This will do for our demonstration purposes. Let's use them. Now we need to create custom field associations. Let's associate our logical network with the sites we want it to be working on. This will do. Okay. Now that the groundwork is done, let's start with creating a provider IP address space. As you remember, a provider IP address space is still in the fabric layer where we are creating logical networks which may span over various physical networks. On these logical networks, using Hyper-V virtualization or any other virtualization techniques, we will create customer IP address spaces. So first, let's create a provider IP address space. Provider IP address space. Okay. So in our provider IP address space sub-navigation pane, if we choose the current view's IP address spaces, we get the address space we just created. Let's now create a subnet for it. Let's give it a subnet ID. That's correct. CDN is the logical network. Let's choose the site as Redmond. So as you see, just over here, we did the metadata association for the subnet. Now that our subnet is ready, let's filter based on our address space. Let's create an IP address range under it. automatically assign, yes, start and end IP seem fine, but we want this to be managed by VMM. More than one SCVMM instances can connect with our IPAM. We choose the correct instance. Check the other settings. And click OK. So now we have created a provider IP address space, its associated subnet, and an associated IP address range. We have also associated this with a logical network CDN and a network site Redmond. The logical network itself is associated with two network sites as we saw, Singapore and Redmond. Now let's sync this into our VMM instance. Let's see what are the logical networks currently defined. There are none. Let's do a sync with IPAM so that we can bring in the provider address space we had just created. There you go. The sync between IPAM and VMM and vice versa happens once every 24 hours, but this value can be modified using a registry edit, or you can trigger an on-demand sync like we just did. Now we have seen the sync from IPAM to VMM. Let's create some customer address spaces in VMM and sync them back to IPAM to complete the workflow. First, let's do a small edit of our logical network property where we allow new VM network to be created. Okay. Let's also see what are the network site associated with this, Redmond, like we had configured. Let's create a VM network. Give it some name, logical network CDN. Yes. Let's add a VM subnet here. Let's give it a subnet ID. This should be fine. Okay, it created the subnet and the VM network. Great. Let's go to the VM and services, and here is our Jelly service which we just created. Alright. Now let's create an IP pool for this network. Right, that's fine. Okay, let's reserve some IP addresses. Okay. It's all right to skip these for the demo. So we created a customer logical virtual network, we created a subnet in it, and we assigned an IP address pool to it. So we have created a customer address space. Let's sync that with our IPAM. Let's see what IPAM looks like right now. Let's go to the customer IP address spaces and let's group by the provider IP address space. So there is nothing under CDN address space. Let's perform a sync here. Let's go to Fabric, Network Service, IPAM, and Sync. Alright, let's check IPAM. Let's do a refresh. And there you go. The Jazzy service has updated into IPAM. Let's check some of its features that we had configured. Okay, it's a customer IP address space. This is a service instance managing it. Alright, it's using NVGRE. Let's look at the IP address subnets in the customer address space. Let's again group this by Jazzy service. This is the customer address range that we had configured. We should be having some reserved IP addresses in this. Let's see. Yeah, the reserved IP addresses have shown up. So, in this manner, we have shown you a demonstration of both a push and a pull mechanism of IPAM and SCVMM integration.
In addition to the features we have mentioned, IPAM also provides you the facility to look at utilization trends for your IP address ranges and IP address subnets. As mentioned in a previous session, you can also take a look at IP address tracking in the event catalog and categorize your search based on IP address, client ID, hostname and username. So one tool to manage your physical, logical and customer virtualized address space and perform various operations such as sync with SCVMM and automatically load your customer IP address ranges and IP address assignments, add and edit IP addresses, do DHCP DNS reservation and resource record management, reclaim IP addresses, and also plan IP address management through the structures of blocks, ranges, and subnets and custom fields. More details are present in our TechNet documentation and you can take a look at it as per your requirement. I hope this demo gives you an overview of what you can do with address space management. Of course, with PowerShell support, automation is much easier for various tasks you may have as per your business logic. With that, we conclude our demo and end the session. Thank you.